This devotional is titled, The Thermometer of the Heart. When a young child acts cranky or listless, his or her mom normally pops a thermometer in the kid's mouth. If the temp is much above 98.6 degrees, the mom knows there's an infection of some sort on the inside that needs medical attention. No matter why you visit the doctor's office, a nurse normally takes your temperature. That's because the body's temperature is a vital sign of physical health. A reading above the norm signals trouble somewhere in the body. Similarly, the tongue is a vital sign of spiritual health. Our speech patterns provide a good indicator of the condition of our hearts. The nature of our conversations show whether or not we have an infection of the heart that needs immediate attention. Here is how Jesus put it. Quote, "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." The words of Jesus in Luke 6:45. Awareness of this truth, combined with the Holy Spirit's conviction over something I had said to a friend, spawned this poem. And the poem is titled, Words from the Heart. My words aren't always soft or sweet. I've said things labeled indiscreet. When I'm not spirit-filled, I'm prone to couch my words in toxic tone. With feelings worn upon my sleeve, come words I wish I could retrieve. I regret times that I've been caught speaking without engaging thought. I must not underestimate how deeply words can penetrate, for everything a person hears goes to the heart, not just the ears. Lord, let my words give comfort and grace and put a smile upon the face of all who hear the things I say. Let my words help, not hurt, I pray. Yes, I must guard my wayward heart, for that is where the wrong words start. The problem is not with my speech, it's putting God far out of reach. It's prayerlessness. I cannot afford to rely on self and not the Lord. The tongue is far too wild to tame unless God's glory is my aim. A few words about me, Terry Powell. I am a faculty emeritus in church ministries in Columbia, South Carolina at Columbia International University. I still teach as an adjunct after retiring last year and still do writing. I have a blog on depression and faith, penetratingthedarkness.com. I also finished a book that will be released soon about our college president, who suffered a severe accident in 1996 and lives with daily chronic pain, and how does God sustain him? The book is titled, Oh God, I'm Dying, How God Redeems Pain for Our Good and for His Glory.